We went to school at Bethany for the first 2 years that I went to school, first and second grade.
How far was that from your place?
That was about 2 miles.
And how did you get there?
Well, we walked every day, and walked across the creek down there. Sometimes the creek, it'd rain real hard in the creek, you'd get up, and they built finally built a little thing that you could walk across on. But I remember there was a little store out there, and that's why they say that money colors everything you do. A little old country store out there, you can get a big piece of candy. You can get a piece of candy for a penny, but you can get a big piece for a nickel. But we didn't have a nickel. That may seem like that's foreign to you, I know, anybody else. But you didn't have a nickel to go out there at lunchtime or whatever it was, and you always took your dinner with you, either in a syrup bucket or...
Did y'all feel like you were poor, or were you not really poor because you had everything for
no.
you needed?
We had all we needed. Our needs were met. There's a lot of things that we'd like to have that we couldn't have. But I never, you know, felt that we was missing too much that somebody else had because, well, we were poor, but we didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the gist of it. We didn't know there was somebody living on a higher plane.
Mm-hmm.
There was a few, and maybe a lot, I don't know, but everybody in our circles was, their funds was limited too.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard that statement a lot of times. We were poor, but we didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.